This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sometimes you feel really, if you're commanding good and forbidding evil, create more problem, then don't do it. Like, you know, the story is, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the great reformers in India, once he was in Kanpur, one of the cities in India, he went to a village. In that village, they're all Sunni Muslims. But what they used to do, they have no knowledge of Islam, ignore it for a long time. They used to do nothing, no prayer, no fast, nothing. They only used to do taziyah. You know taziyah? Taziyah basically is Shia people, they celebrate on the 10th of Muharram, the Shahada of Hussein, killing of Hussein. So what they do, they make something like a dead body, or carry it, or bury somewhere, they cut taziyah. So you know that what they do. In Islam, it's all bidah, major bidah. So these people said that some ulama have come and they said that you people are not Muslim, you know, and this and that. And then they said to Maulana Thanvi, but we carry taziyah, we have taziyah all the time. How they say we are not Muslim? Maulana Thanvi said, no, you are Muslim, and you keep having taziyah. Every 10th Muharram, do this. You keep doing this, you are Muslim. Then Maulana Thanvi came and people said to him that, you know, you are the one who against all bidahs, and you advise people to have taziyah. He said, the reason is because these people don't know from Islam anything other than the taziyah. Taziyah is the only thing keeping the Muslims. If I remove taziyah, then no more Muslim. So that I allowed. So this understand properly. Sometimes some commanding good, forbidding evil. You know, when I'm teaching, I'm a teacher, so I have to explain very clearly what bidah is, what. But when in the society you follow it, you have to use your mind. That, you know, my teacher explained to me this, but following him, is it going to help the society or going to harm the society? Then you have to make your own judgment. That's what it means. So in the classroom, teachers will teach everything properly, more clearly. But when you apply that implement, you have to use your own judgment properly. Sometimes what happens is, you know, you make something like that, and it's going to break the unity of the community. That's very, very harmful. So for a small thing, for a minor thing, for any bidah, you are not allowed to criticize the bidah so heavily that people are divided. If you think really, in the mosque, people do bidah, and it's very severe bidah, I have to correct them. If you realize if I correct them, it will make the people into community, then don't correct them. Leave that, start reform from several. First they trust in you, do other things, make them pious. One day at a time for that. But you start with that one, they will ask you to leave the mosque, and never come, you never can do anything good. So many people don't realize it. They start actually commanding good, forbidding evil in the mosque, and they divide the community, new mosque, and this keep happening. And that actually how the campaigns actually are, you know, really great. Like, you know, one of the thing is in the Hajj, the Prophet ﷺ combined between Zuhr and Asr in Arafat, and between Maghrib and Isha in Muzdalifah, combination of the prayer he did. And then when he was in Mina, he'd combine between the prayers. He used to make the prayer half. Also combination, or at least he did half of the prayer. During his stay in Mina, or 3 days, he prayed Zuhr 2 rak'ah, Asr 2 rak'ah, and Isha 2 rak'ah. That he did. When Abu Bakr became Khalifa, he did the same thing. In the Mina, he would do the prayer half. Hadith in Bukhari, in all the books of the Hadith, you can find them. Then when Umar became Khalifa, he did the same thing. In Mina, they used to half prayer. When Uthman became Khalifa, he did the same thing. But then he realized that, you know, there's so many people coming from all over the world. If I pray Zuhr 2 rak'ah, you know, these people pray with me, and they will go home. They say, oh, our teachers have been teaching 4 rak'ah, and Khalifa Amir al-Mu'minin had 2 rak'ah. Prayer must be 2 rak'ah. So they will change. It came to his mind, Islam is not so well established. People can take a wrong meaning of this half prayer. So what he did, he bought a house in Makkah. So then he's no more a traveler. Just he wants to show that he, and then he started doing the prayer full, 4 rak'ah. In Mina, first time happened by Usman, the Zuhr was prayed 4 rak'ah, Asr 4 rak'ah, Isha 4 rak'ah. When he did, some companions did not agree. And among them, most obvious one was Abdullah Masood. Because he is equal to him in piety, in the knowledge, in all those things, he became very heavily criticizing him. This is not right. You should not do this thing. This is not sunnah. You know, whatever. So big argument actually was between Uthman ibn Affan, between Abdullah Masood. That he happened. Then when time of the prayer came, Uthman led the prayer of Allah, Abdullah Masood prayed behind him. The people said to him, you are the one who criticized him. This is not right. And now you're praying behind him. So he said, leaving the imam for these matters is the way of people of bidah. We can't leave the imam. We can't affect the unity of the believers. We can express our differences, but still we have to be in jama'ah. I cannot make my own imam in jama'ah. to try to understand actually in this very, keeping the unity of the believers is very, very important. Even actually sometimes it can involve some haram, it still keep them, you know, because if once you break them, then no reform can be done. You can see so much that when Musa alayhi salam went to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he left Harun alayhi salam as his khalifa, ukhlufni fi qawmi, oh my brother Harun, remain my khalifa and my people. And he came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he left, Samiri came and he make a calf, you know, from ornaments, from something. And then he said to the people, this is your God. Some people started worshipping the calf. And Harun alayhi salam is asking them not to do, but still they did. Musa alayhi salam came rushing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, to be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa, Ma a'ajalaka an qawmika ya Musa. Oh Musa, why you left your people behind and came to me rushing? قال عجلت إليك رب لترضى like all messengers I came rushing you come help me to please you so I want to meet you as soon as possible came so Allah SWT but you don't know إنا قد فتنا قومك after you we put your people in trial Samiri came and misled them and made them to worship the calf Musa al-Islam you know a reformer big messenger you know turned from the poor and come to the people and anger through the Torah and came there and he held the beard and the head of his brother. You know, it is so much that Harun became scared. Harun realized that Musa is going to kill him. Harun alayhi salam said to him, Yabna Umma, O son of my mother. So, you know, when I was reading, I came to my mother, really. Why Harun did not say, oh my brother? Why he's taking so long way, O son of my mother? Tell me, isn't the best way to say, oh my brother? Why are you going to say, oh son of my mother? The reason is, because if your brother does something wrong and you want to punish him, tell me if your mother comes, are you going to punish him? He said, no, leave now because no, I'm not going to punish two people. If I hit my brother, my mother will be in pain. So when she goes, then I punish. When mother comes, you don't do that in her. Now Harun knows nobody can stop Musa from anger. Even Allah, because he's angry for Allah anyway. If I bring Allah's name, nothing going to work. Mother is not there. The only thing can stop him in the name of the mother. So he said, oh son of my mother. So when he said this, then Musa stopped. And then you know he said to Harun, why didn't you stop them from worshiping the calf? To what he said, خَشِيْتُ أَن تَقُولَ فَرَّقْتَ بَيْنَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَلَمْ تَرْكُبْ قَوْلِي. My fear was that you will say that you divided Bani Israel. Division of Bani Israel is so harmful that he accepted for a while for them to worship, you know, calf. He still remained with them. If we have been, we say, oh, command, good, forbid, evil. People worship calf, fight them, do jihad. No. Harun is a messenger. He's a messenger prophet. He remains calm there. And the Quran mentioned the story to make very clear unity of the believer is much more important. So though he knows it is evil, worshipping the calf is so bad, but Jama'ah is more important. He waited until Musa came. When Musa came, he has revelation. Then he did proper thing, whatever you have done. So keep in mind this thing. Learn things properly. Learn sunnah and bidah. Learn good and bad. But when you apply to the society, use mind properly. Don't do something which can create more problem. Don't something which can create bring hatred to the people. Amar bin Maruf and Nahi Munkar has got a big procedure, not easy. Sometimes Amar bin Maruf and Nahi Munkar is da'wah, as I mentioned, just explain to the people. Second way is to make effort that good continues. The third one is when you take a strict measurement. But third one we don't actually have that time. That time no more there. To always be strict with two of them. And any commanding of good and forbidden evil, which can involve a bigger problem, never do it. And anything which can make the community of Muslims divided, never do that. Be with the Muslims, make little reform, it will be more helpful. Anything that can make community divided, it is very, very bad matter. So try to understand this properly.